Blog Talk Radio.
For God's love never fails. God's love never fails. God's love never fails for me. God's love never fails. God's love never fails. God's love never fails for me. And I will worship you. I will worship you. I will worship you, my Lord. Yes, I will worship you. I will worship you. I will worship you, my Lord. For God's love never fails. God's love never fails. God's love never fails for me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for your love for me. For His love never fails for me.
Well, good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for joining the Family Church of Jesus Christ. God is good. And we are going to open first in prayer. If we can keep our voice in here, hallelujah. As I say, it's early here in the USA, but thank you for listening to me across the world. Now, in the future, whenever, because God's love never changes. Father, we just thank you. We thank you, Lord, for your love that never fails. God, we dwell in the secret place of the Most High. We abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Thank you, Father, for divine protection. Thank you, Lord, for giving us eternal life through Jesus Christ, giving us that power from on high, Lord. Oh, we just praise you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Bless each life that's listening. If they need a healing, spirit, soul, and body, you are the great healer, the great physician. You are a living God. You are I am. You are everything that we need. You said I am your healer, your provider, your friend, your righteousness, your salvation. You are everything to us. Bless the ears that have ears to hear. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you again for joining me. We are going to continue our study in Psalms 71. So if you would get there, please. And I am the one and only Apostle Reverend Robin Tavish. It's an honor to come before you. Hallelujah. Can you just say praise the Lord for this day, rejoicing in this day, this season, this time, oh, this hour. Hallelujah. Don't forget to go to the website, thefamilychurchofjesuschrist.com. There you can sign up for the college. It's free, a two-year course. I love to teach the Word of God. Also, you can send your prayer requests and, of course, donations are always greatly appreciated. We travel the world for Jesus, for the Holy Father God, telling of the gospel of the good news. And so all the donations goes to help feed the people, give them Bibles, and share God's word with them. So without further ado, we're going to Psalm 71. The first scripture that we already shared is the first scripture, 71:1. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. As we said, that word confusion means disappointment, shame, delayed. In verse 2 now, let's talk to the Lord this morning. Make this chapter your prayer. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Oh, Father God, deliver me in thy righteousness. Cause me to escape. Cause me to escape. Incline thine ear unto me and save me. When I hear those and read those words, incline thine ear, I think of me getting real close to the Lord, that God leans forward, inclining to me. And I say, Father, rescue me. Let me get close to you. Incline your ear to me and save me. Whisper to God. Get so close to the Father. That's what he wants. Incline thine ear unto me and save me. Save me means to prosper me in all my ways. God loves when you whisper to him in the secret place. Listen to him. In verse 3, be thou my strong. Father, be my strong habitation, whereinto I may continually resort. Be thou my strong habitation, where I may continually resort. Oh, bless your name, Lord. Be strong, my habitation, Father. Father God, I want to resort to you continually. I want to stay in your dwelling place of the secret place. Be my strong habitation. People, turn your life over to him today. Be my strong habitation, where I may continually resort. Oh, I've been to a few resorts. It's so wonderful to be pampered and taken care of and rest and enjoy the service that you give. Resort unto God. Let him care for you. Thou hast given commandment to save me. The angels are watching over you. God's word is truth. He is your habitation, for thou art my rock and my fortress. I've stood on many mountains and big rocks, but there's nothing more stronger and safe than Jesus, the rock of our salvation. He will never fail you. In verse 4, deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked. The enemy has no power over us. Let God deliver you. Stay in the secret place. Stay close to the Father. Out of the hand of the unrighteous and the cruel man. This world is so cruel. It can hurt you. It can chew you up and spit you out, as we say. I wanted to read another scripture. Hold that place there of Psalm 71. John 16:33. Jesus is talking here. Our rock, our resort, our habitation. These things have I spoken to you, that in me, in Jesus, you may have peace, perfect peace. In the world you have tribulations. Yes, we have trials, tests, things we go through. But Jesus said, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Ecclesiastes 3:11-12. God, he has made everything beautiful in its time. In its time. Also, he has put eternity in their hearts. We have eternity in our hearts. You can live forever and resort continually in God. Let him come close to you and you close to him. Except that no one can find out the work that God does from the beginning to the end. In other words, Mighty Solomon was saying, the king was saying, really, you don't know the great work that God does. Our Father, from the beginning to the end, just stay close to him. You know, we're created for perfection. In fact, you know, we're originally placed in a perfect environment. In Eden, there was no lingering headaches, digestive challenges, unsettling scandals and hurts. No house would be too large, too small, or too far from the beach, the resort. God supplied everything for perfection. Stay in that resort today. In verse 5 of Psalm 71, for thou art my hope. Thou art my hope. Is God your hope? What is hope? It's the great expectation, believing already by faith that you have received, watching and waiting for his blessings to overtake you. As Ephesians 3:20 says, now unto him that is able to do above and beyond abundantly what we could ask or think. If you can think it, God does above that, according to the power, the precious holy power of the Spirit of God. I'm starting a new study on that, hopefully to share it soon. The Holy Spirit and power. In verse 5 now of Psalm 71, for thou art my hope, O Lord God, thou art my trust from my youth. If you have known Apostle Robin, I have known the Lord Jesus all of my life since I was a little girl. I wasn't always a good child for my parents or for the Father God. But you know, God's love never failed me, never left me. I have known him from my youth and trusted in him, as the psalmist said, for thou art my hope, O Lord God, thou art my trust from my youth. You can start from your youth today, a new life, a new creation in Christ Jesus. Ask for forgiveness. Ask Jesus to come in and be your Savior, your Lord, your refuge, your rock, your hope. Father God, bless the people right now. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father, for your love that never fails us, Father. Thank you, Lord, that you are our hope, that you incline unto us, O Father God, this day and every day, that the Holy Spirit right now touches the people, touches their life, touches everything, God, in their life as they commit their ways unto you, God, because your love never fails. God bless you.
For God's love never fails.
God's love never